My name is Pat Steinberg. The Calgary Flames made D'Artagnan Joly their sixth-round pick, 171st overall from Baie-Comeau in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. My name is Pat Steinberg. Sam Cosentino is here, and we've got D'Artagnan with us. Before, first of all, congratulations, D'Artagnan. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited, and I'm very excited to be a part of this organization.
Now, Sam has got a really cool story that I want him to tell, first of all, before we get into it.
So I always tell the people that I work with, a lot of the work you do is just going and hanging out in the bar and just meeting and talking to people and building relationships. So I'm at the NHL Combine, I'm at the bar, and I run into Jim Bercy, who's your agent, who I'd met in 2015 in Quebec City at the MasterCard Memorial Cup. He was good friends with Gordy Dwyer. So we start talking, and he says, hey, I got this guy. You got it. You remember Michael Joly? I said, of course I do. I love this guy. I love him in the Quebec League. Good hands, unbelievable, really skilled player. MasterCard Memorial Cup 2015, I remember him well. He goes, well, I got his brother, Dart. And I said, yes, I know. He plays in Baie-Comeau. I know who he is. I saw the name. I said, it has to be his brother. So he goes, oh, yeah, well, you're not going to believe it. Like, he's been working out. He's going to go to the Combine. He's going to kill it while we're here at the Combine. But it's an interesting story about his name. Six older brothers, right?
Yep.
Six older brothers, Michael being one of them. So the family's sitting around watching TV, the Three Musketeers, and the name comes up. And apparently they said, hey, Mom, that would be a nice name for the baby. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they found it special, so they chose this name.
So unbelievable how he gets a name named after one of the Three Musketeers.
Absolutely.
But what was really cool for me is to go and watch this thing come to fruition. Jim Bercy says, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm telling you, this guy's going to be a beast at the Combine. And you tested really well there.
Yeah, I tested really well. I worked out all the 2 months for the Combine, and I was well prepared to go there.
And you're on a Baie-Comeau team that's just starting into a rebuild mode now. Martin Bernard, the head coach, a couple of guys that were banged up and hurt this year, but you're going to be able to grow up with a really good young team there in Baie-Comeau.
Yeah, we have a really good young team with a lot of good prospects, and we're looking forward to the next couple of years, and we're really happy to have a good coaching staff like this, and that helps us good and to build our young guys.
Just one more for me. And,
yeah.
And I love watching your brother play. Like, he literally brought me out of his seat with your skills. Where do you compare, and how much of an inspiration? Like, where do you compare, first of all, and how much of an inspiration was he for you?
It was a lot of inspiration for me. Like, all my brother were, but he was the closest to me, so I looked at him every single game, every single time he was playing, and then I really liked his style of hockey. I think we all have this resemblance of a hockey style, but his hands are still like unbelievable. Like, I could never say I have like close hands to him. My hands are really good, but like I said, I can't have like good hands as he has. I think he has the most amazing hands I never saw in my life.
With D'Artagnan Joly, Flames sixth-round pick, playing in Baie-Comeau of the Q, joining us here live on the draft floor. So six older brothers. Tell us about growing up in a household with six older brothers like that.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was fun. a lot of punch in the family. But that's how I learned to play hockey. At 2 years old, they put skates on me, and we had a backyard rink, and that's when I started to play hockey and just for fun. And I started playing against older guys because my brother was older and their friend were older, and that's when I got better at it, and my character came out, and that's how I became a hockey player.
So all six of your brothers played hockey too?
Yep.
And how did that prepare you for, you know, making the big steps that you've made in your career?
It helped me a lot because all the mistakes they made, I knew of them, and I could like just go around it and don't make the same mistake as they did. There were a lot of they were a big part of my career, and I think I'm pretty grateful for what they've done to me, and I could never take back what they did.
Who's here with you today?
I got three of my brothers, my girlfriend, the girlfriend of Michael, and my agent, Jim Bercy.
So you have three of the brothers that were able to make it down here today?
Yep.
That's awesome. That must be a pretty special experience for you.
Yeah, it's pretty special, and it was an amazing day today.
So tell us about you as a player. How would you describe yourself as a player to fans of the Calgary Flames who would be unfamiliar with you?
I think I'm a big guy who has a lot of offensive skill set. I'm working a lot of my defensive side of the game because I want to be a good two-way forward in the NHL. I think my offensive side of the game is pretty good, so I want to work on my defensive side of the game and get some strengths on me and be a good pro hockey player in the future.
You go from 8 points in your first year in the queue to 48 points this past year. Just tell me about the steps that you took and how much more comfortable you felt this past season.
I trained a lot during the summer of 2015-2016. Helped me a lot to gain strength and came back with confidence. When I came back to camp, new coach, he helped me a lot. My coaching staff helped me a lot. And that helped me a lot to have a good year and be confident.
You talked a little bit about it already, but what are some of the areas that you point to that you really are going to be working on this summer?
I will be working on my strength. I want to gain some strength and be a more physical part of my game. And I want to have a good shot too. I want to work on my shot. And all my weaknesses, I worked a lot this year in the beginning of the season on my defensive side of the game, and at the end of the season it was really, really improved, and that's what I'm working on, and my coaching staff helped me a lot with this.
D'Artagnan Jolie is with us, sixth round pick of the Calgary Flames out of the Cube, Bay Como. What do you know about out west? What do you know about Calgary?
They're a young team with a lot of potential. They just acquired a good goalie and Travis Hamonic, the defenseman.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot of young guys that will help them in the future. And it looks like a really good organization, and I heard a lot of good things about them.
Are you a big hockey fan? Like you knew about Mike Smith, you knew about Travis Hamonic, you follow the NHL pretty heavily?
Yeah, I like to follow the trades. I watch a lot of games, and I know a lot of their players, like Johnny Gaudreau, Shane Monahan, and that's what I like their team, because they have a young team and they look like my team junior.
You know, you talk about following them. Now you can tell your new favorite team's the Calgary Flames, but who is your favorite team growing up?
My favorite team growing up was the Montreal Canadiens.
What? Obviously, being from Quebec would be the number one reason, I would imagine. But just tell me about growing up being a Habs fan. It's something that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I watched some of my idols play, and I liked it very much. They had really good teams in the past years, and they were my inspiration when I was a young kid.
Finally, tell us about this entire experience. I know it's been a long day for you, but coming to Chicago, being a part of the draft weekend, how has this experience been for you?
It's really amazing. I'm really grateful to be here today, and it's been amazing all day. I've been waiting for this moment all my life, and it came true.
Has it sunk in yet?
Not really. I'm really shocked right now too, but I'm really happy too. A lot of emotion coming everywhere, like different type of emotions, and I'm really, really happy to be a part of this organization.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really cool that you're able to come down and talk with us. Salut, and enjoy your summer and enjoy being a member of the Calgary Flames.
Thank you very much.
D'Artagnan Jolie, sixth round pick of the Calgary Flames, joining us here at the 2017 NHL Draft.